very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Run Through the Special Olympics Milan Cortina edition. I am
the only
Adam
edition that we have from the Olympics. This is it.
Yeah, everyone's going to be special.
Exactly. And we're all going to kiss. We're all going to cry. And we're all going to talk about the newly released team event short program entries for the pairs, the dance, and the women's event.
Wow. Oh, my God. It must be so nice to be awake. Because that was just so nicely put together. Sarah and I are here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to just take on the world.
Tackle a Connecticut morning.
Are we both bright-eyed at this moment? I don't know that
are
I
you
would
both
describe
bushy-tailed?
Myself that way.
I'm bushy-tailed.
You
okay.
are bushy-tailed.
Well, I guess that makes me bright-eyed, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm feeling it yet. But I'm feeling
it makes
my eyes are wide at the team event selections.
There's a few things that I'm really surprised to see in the team event selection.
Especially Team USA.
For me, it's a Team China entry.
Okay. Interesting.
Wait,
before we get into it, I'm truly afraid there's a harbor and then there's like police boats across the way from where I am. Mm-hmm. And my lights keep on flickering
as well.
Like, I'm trying to send a message because I have too much plugged into one socket. And so I feel like someone's going to come to the hotel and be like, someone's trying to send us a message. Is everything okay?
Well,
and
is
it's
it?
Me.
No, everything's not okay, Sarah.
Maybe the IRS is coming after you. Maybe you need to go to a Walmart parking lot and meet them with
$500. $5,000.
$1,000. Excuse me.
$500. I would have been like, let's just catch the L, and we'll figure that out in post.
Thank God they aimed too high. They flew too close to the sun with you.
They did, and you were with me, so you pulled me back down to earth, so I couldn't go close to the sun.
Yeah, I tend to be the gravity of a situation.
Okay, so should we pull you back down to earth? In that the police are probably not going to come busting into your hotel room at any moment. The police boats.
No, it's a high stakes morning. I broke the coffee machine.
Outside.
It was broken. There's like a coffee machine outside of my room, and there's a woman who's usually tending to it. And I like got out this morning, and I wanted to make myself a cappuccino before we talked, and it just gave me espresso, which will not do. I need milk. She scared the shit out of me. She came out of nowhere. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, I swear it's not my fault. And she was like trying to fix the milk situation. And I was just like standing behind her. And you know when you're trying to fix something and someone's watching you, it's not helpful. So
I said, know that, yes.
I'm going to make myself scarce. I'll come back. And she was like, what's your room number? I'll bring you a coffee. That was 40 minutes ago, so I don't think the coffee is coming, but I am afraid she's going to like bust down my door and be like, here's your cappuccino.
No, the coffee's okay, not coming, but the police are.
Meanwhile, I am in my normal hotel room in the same hotel as Ashley that has its own coffee maker and no one in the hallway making coffees for me.
Ain't nobody cappuccino. You could always come up to my floor.
I feel like there's stuff going on that floor that maybe we're not supposed to be
part of. I wouldn't.
I don't.
Yeah.
I would stay where you are.
The other day, Ashley checked into the hotel and she's like, oh yeah, they poured me a glass of wine on my floor. I was like, what's going on the fourth floor?
Scoozies.
And when they were pouring it, the guy said, you tell me when. I said, oh, sir, you're going to be pouring for a while.
You're going to get a Stanley cup of Chardonnay.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's here, but it's not there.
It is and I'm lawns. There.
Yeah, Adam's and there.
And you guys are here.
Adam, how are the rinks looking?
So I've only made it over to the arena once. And quick story. I thought I would take the subway there. It seemed simple enough. So there's a like an app to use, which is like very easy. And in this app, there's a barcode that you, like you can scan and that helps use the subway. It's like, it's phenomenal. And so it said, take the red line, like four stops down to a green line, which would take you right to the arena. Easy. Get on the red line. I go four stops. I get out. I check to see where I am. Four stops, the wrong direction. Get back on the train, the opposite direction. Go eight stops. Get on a green train. I go down. Everything's looking good. All of a sudden, subway goes, whoop, goes to some place called Chelsea Rosa. Okay.
Oh, no.
I get off of that. I go the other way. I go, I look, I'm checking all the signs. Everything's pointing like skating rink. Okay. Get on back to Chelsea Rosa. Turn around. I go, I'm going to get like, stop being a monkey. Be smart. Get on the train again. I go back to Chelsea Rosa for the third time. So I said, no, you have to get out. You've lost. You've lost the battle, but not the war.
This is what happens when you live in a place that doesn't have public transportation for a
long
time.
That's 100%. True. 100%. So I look to see, like, how far is it to walk? People walk in Europe, okay? My husband's European. It's in my DNA now.
Yeah.
And I look, and I go, oh, okay, it's not that far. Only an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. How far
That's
like,
gotta be,
you?
Like, 3 or 4 miles, if it's estimating an hour and a half.
It was exactly that, Sarah. Good estimate.
So did you walk? So,
yes, I did. And I found out.
Adam, I would have then been like, I'm figuring
this out. No, he's working
out.
He's working out.
No, because
I can hear him in his head being like, this is good for me. I'm getting 100%. Like calories. I'm burning calories.
Yeah.
I would never in a million years, especially at the Olympics, turn down 10,000 steps.
No.
Oh, and I would never consider them.
But when I made it to the rink, everybody did tell me that they've made that mistake, but they immediately amended it. That like these green line trains, you have to like read. This is for anybody who's coming here. If you're getting on that green line, you have to read where the final destination of that train is. The one that goes to the arena is not
something.
Wait,
so you just happened to get on 3 Chelsea Rosa trains?
Because those come like every 2 minutes. So all the signs, I was doing the right thing. Yeah. I just had the wrong outcome. But I did eventually make it. I have not been to the main arena yet, but I was at the practice arena. And they are still putting it together. Opening
Michelle
ceremony has
Ellis
not
posted
started.
Something where like they were soldering through metal in the practice ring. I love that.
Yeah, there's some solder going on. But it is up and running. I saw a little bit of practice. I watched Amber Glenn. She
How's our girl looking?
Good.
Love that for her.
Like, strong.
Yeah,
fast.
I've seen
Great.
Some of the videos. She looks very good.
I just don't want to talk about it because I'm just like, she looks good.
Wait, here's something I want you to talk about, which is that we recorded an episode, the rules episode, when you first got to Milan, and we finished recording and we were kind of sitting on the call chit-chatting after we were done recording. And then you were like, oh, I have to go. I think JP's calling me, because your phone was ringing on the other side of the room. And then you texted us, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, and you go, it wasn't my husband. It was my daughter.
That's right.
It was Isabeau. Mm-hmm. And then I saw evidence of that FaceTime call on Isabeau's TikTok this week.
Yes.
Were they plant shopping?
About the adoption of a plant.
Yeah. So Isabeau Levito, who's never FaceTimed me in her life, decides that she's going to FaceTime me because I am her father. We're going to make that official. And she adopted a plant. And she said, as the grandfather, I need to be there for the adoption.
Right.
And so then she said, okay, I bought the plant. When are you free next? I'm going to call you later. And I said, you just call me. And so when I said, my husband's calling me, it was my New Jerseyan daughter.
Right.
Yes. Isabeau Levito. And so
Levito.
She called me and I was present for what she called a christening of the plant, which was performed by Anthony.
Catholicism.
Exactly. She turned to Anthony and she goes, you're the religious one here, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so in this TikTok video that she made, it says, stay tuned for the christening, which is the craziest way I've ever seen a TikTok end.
Right. I'm on the edge of my seat.
And I was present for the christening of a plant.
What did he do?
He said, like, he performed a ceremony.
You're going to have to
stay
on
tuned.
TikTok to find out.
Because he's the religious one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, stay
tuned. I love how the Olympics have unlocked the most unhinged side of Isabeau.
I love it.
I'm obsessed with it. Mm. Keep it going.
I feel like Isabeau has always had this personality, and it just doesn't always come through on, like, major media platforms, like when she's being interviewed and stuff, because she tries to be a little more, like, you know, as anyone would, like, buttoned up and kind of, like, answering like a, you know, professional
totally.
When she's doing a TV interview. But in, like, behind the scenes, she is always like this.
Yes.
No, I'm so happy.
Glad that that she is leaning more into it. And I'm happy that Christina Carrera was there for the christening with her plant and her dresses.
Well, she also adopted a plant.
She did. And I'm not sure if, like, so she, in the TikTok, there's like a family tree. And I'm really unclear of the relation between her and Christina. I don't know if, like, they're
there
sisters
is a line
or
connecting
are they
them.
Married. Like, I don't, I haven't asked.
It is giving marriage line, actually.
It was.
That's very
It
funny.
Was giving, I thought it was giving a marriage line that they're co-parenting the plants.
I saw a tweet this morning, and it said, I adore the concept of Adam Rippon spending his Olympics being harassed by various Gen Z figure skaters.
I love that. I hope that that keeps happening because it's great for us to talk about.
Yeah, I love
these
it.
These days.
Keeps me young.
Keeps you busy.
It
on the phone.
It does. And but you know who's really busy? Sway
teams.
And Han.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This was the shocking entry in the pairs team event for me.
Interesting.
Well, China doesn't have another pair at the Olympics, so they do not have another option. But I do feel kind of like I don't like South Korea, for instance. I think we talked about this. Like, South Korea doesn't have a pair, so they, like, don't have to do pairs. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not doing pairs. Pairs is in three groups of three, and there's just not 10 entries in pairs. And I kind of am like, can Sway and Han be injured and China not do pairs? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that just feels... But I don't know how it works, actually, when you actually have a pair there who's entered.
Right.
Whereas, like, South Korea doesn't have one at all. So I don't know, but... Yeah, I just was kind of
I would imagine they're not giving them this leeway to be like, oh, you also have the option of not submitting anyone, because that kind of defeats the purpose of making people compete in the team event.
I guess. I do feel like there should be a provision for if you are not able to use one of your legs, you don't have to do this.
It feels fair. Yeah, I agree.
But it doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, Lindsey Vonn doesn't have one of her legs, and she's going to ski down the mountain in
a
couple days.
Yeah, she gave like a quote the other day, and they were talking about her old coach who had passed away. And the quote is like, he would have told me it's only 90 seconds.
I read that and said, this is the most insane Olympian bullshit mentality I've ever read. And I don't have that mentality now, but I did.
Yes.
So reading it, I was like, oh, I get it. You're still in that mindset.
I mean,
it's just 90 seconds
thrilling.
With no knees.
It's 3 days from the Olympics. She's got to be in that mindset.
It's only 90 seconds.
It's only 90 seconds. Well, and you know, a short program is only 2 minutes and 50 seconds, I guess. So...
Oh, yeah, that's longer.
Sounds a lot longer than 90
it's
seconds.
Longer than Lindsay.
That's longer than what Lindsay's doing.
But you know,
that mountain is scary, by the way. I was
all
doing
mountains
research
are scary.
On it last night. That's true. But this one like starts off with like a sheer drop off a cliff.
I'm going to jump.
Okay. So I think, headlines / since we're talking about pairs, Deanna Stellato is injured.
Yeah.
We don't know the specifics of the injury publicly. And we don't know the severity of it publicly. We know that they're not doing team event. We know that they're being assessed day to day whether they can do the individual event, which starts on Sunday the 15th. So there's 10 days from now. That is when they would need to compete. I think this is so, it's just the worst timing. I mean, it's the same as Lindsey Vonn, right? It's like, it's just this awful timing to get hurt right before you make it to the games.
I'm just like,
I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
No. And especially Deanna, just like her whole story is so inspiring and amazing. And like, we all have so much respect for her. And I think the whole entire skating community. And I think if people around the world get to know her story, the whole world will really just be so inspired by her. And I just like, I want her to be here so badly. And so I know that we're just all sending her like a lot of like healing, positive vibes. Energy, and we just wait. We just wait and see.
Yeah, we want her to be here so badly. We also want her to be here safely.
Yes.
And I feel like that's what makes the situation so tricky is like, I just hope that they can get to a point where they can make this call for, you know, the right reasons and not be influenced by this. Like, we're so close to the Olympics. We just gotta, it's only 90 seconds, you know? Like, just
I mean,
make sure
I don't know. I don't really like feel. If they make a decision because it's for the only 90 seconds thing, I'm not going to have any judgment about that. Like, I have never, like, been in that position.
No.
Like, I don't feel like I'm in a position to be, like, something is, like, not a good enough reason to go. Like, if they want to be there and she wants to be there and, like, she can physically be there, then I get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just been such a long journey. I just can't imagine, like, what is she going to do? 4 more years? You know, like,
no, I mean, I get that. It's just, so, you also want to make sure it's safe.
Weirdly enough, I don't think that this really is too harmful for Canada in the team event.
I don't either.
Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud were going to do the free skate originally, according to them. So this is the only changes in the short program. And then if Canada makes it through, obviously they'll do the free skate. I love Leah and Trent's short. So, and I think it's been really strong for them all season. So I think this is fine, you know, for Canada, you know, I feel very devastated for Deanna and Max, but I feel like from the Canada like team perspective, it's not as dire as it could be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, also in the pairs event, Metelkina, her TikToks are so soothing when she goes through and talks about all of
her.
She just has this like spa music playing and she's just lightly, like very softly talking about all of the things in her bag. I've not an idea of what she's saying. I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's so soothing.
I don't know why for me, I was imagining she was speaking in English when I know that's not the case.
No. But she's so adorable. She's so adorable.
That's so funny. I just can't imagine her like, ksh, 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 like hairspraying her blonde hair black and just being so soft. And
she's doing it soothingly, like she's at a spa.
I love that. Yeah.
That's what the hairspray sounds like.
Yeah. She's got gentle spray, gentle hold.
One other thing in the pairs is I think we do have a better idea now of how serious Sarah Conti's injury was. It sounds like she did have like a tear in her knee. I'm not sure exactly what she tore, but she was off the ice for a while and she was on crutches for a couple weeks, it sounded like. So, I mean, obviously they couldn't do Europeans. She said she's back to doing everything and obviously they're feeling, you know, good enough here to, they're, you know, doing the short program and the team event. Don't know if they'll do the free skate, but, you know, they're definitely Italy's best option if they can skate well. So, this team event is like riddled with, I don't know.
That's like quite true. Question marks, exclamation points.
Very much so.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's like very interesting to see how it'll all like shape up. I don't think China has a really good shot at making it through to the free skate.
No.
But the sway and Han of it all, can shake up the overall result a lot.
Oh, totally. Yeah, especially in this pairs event. This pairs event, like you're saying, there's so many athletes where you kind of want to be like, do you have to do this? Do you want to give your body like a little bit more time?
They don't. Why? They don't. It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give your body time after.
You go on vacation.
Speaking of teams that we thought maybe would not do the first segment and can shake up standings, is Laurence Fournier-Boutry and Guillaume Cizeron are skating for France in this program. And they'll be in the first group because of world points and everything. But they will shake up the standings in some way. And I think this will be telling as to what we should expect in the individual dance event. But like, all of the medal contenders in dance are doing the team event rhythm dance.
It's going to be so
awesome. There's strategy within strategy.
Yeah, but it's like everybody came to the same conclusion, which is we can't afford to let the other teams show their programs on Olympic ice and not us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you've got, Laurence and Guillaume, Maddie Chalk and Evan Bates, Piper Gillis, Paul Poirier, Fearing Gibson for Great Britain, and Guignard Fabry for Italy. So it's
incredible.
Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, it's going to be a great, great rhythm dance. And we still don't know who's doing the free dance. Piper and Paul and Laurence and Guillaume, I think, both told the press that they would reassess if their teams made it to the free.
Mm-hmm.
They would assess whether their teams really had a medal chance as to whether they would do the free dance. So we'll see. We don't actually get to know free dance entries outside of people kind of telling the press. We don't actually get a start list for the free dance until basically an hour before, because the men's short is right before the free dance. So they don't have to submit the entries until after the men's short is over.
Okay, interesting.
So,
another interesting thing in this team event was, Ashley, you set it up at the top, the American entry for the women, Alyssa Liu, for the short program.
Yeah, I was really surprised by this approach. I also wonder if it was one of those first right of refusal things and she didn't want to do a free skate. I don't know, but we all thought that it made more sense to have Amber do the short program just to kind of set yourself up with that leg up with the triple axel. But now, Amber doing a free skate is also going to be an advantage with the triple axel. And I think with Alyssa, she is incredibly consistent. She's Miss Reliable. So, there could be some strategy there where it's just you kind of know what you're going to get. This is, I feel, her stronger program also.
Yeah, agreed. It's the only program she's done all season.
It's true. Actually, that's not true. That's not true.
What do you mean?
That is not true.
Oh, you're right. Did she change it? I guess she did.
She
a senior
did it
B.
once, right?
Yeah,
she did. Did she ever skate it, actually?
Yeah, she did, because we got to see
the
costume.
Did. We saw it. She did. I just don't know where. We did see
Lombardia?
I think it was Lombardia.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind. She's done this program for longer.
So yes,
very true.
I could see it being a situation where Alyssa is, if she is reworking, anything for the free skate, for the individual event, that she doesn't feel ready to go do it in the team event and was like, I want to do the short.
Now, I'm making things up because, like I said, I've been to the practice rink once. I haven't seen anything. I've barely talked to, the researchers. But we saw Alyssa do, triple axels on, Instagram.
She's not doing
axles.
I think
she's been
stated
asked.
That she wasn't going to. Yeah.
Okay. She's been asked. Well, it's not happening.
I love that. Spreading rumors.
No, it's okay. Whoa, I think it's nice to hope for a triple axel. It's nice to hope.
It is. And I'm getting out the rumors that people might be thinking, so we can answer and strike down my questions immediately, because this is helpful for all of us.
Yeah.
I think in this women's event, a wrench into the final results is Gia Shin. She could really move some people around if she skates well. She has potential to get a very high score in the short program.
Yeah, you're right. And Kaori Sakamoto is doing the short program for Japan. So she'll go last in the women's short. I don't know if she's doing the free skate or not, but I don't know. I increasingly have this feeling that she's going to do both.
I do too. I really do.
Good. I want to see her more often.
I do too. And, you know, I'm thinking about like a strategy for her. And there is so much time between this team event and the women's event. And her two teammates did just come from four continents. So they got like one other competition under her belt. And in essence, yeah, this is sort of like that warm up for her to get her legs underneath her on Olympic ice.
100%. And like, what better can Japan do? I mean,
right,
they can't do better than this. So
than a three-time yeah, world champion.
Right. Yeah, I know. So yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like the results are going to be really close after the first day between the US and Japan, because mm-hmm, you know, like we said, these teams are really evenly matched. And so, you know, you have the Japanese dance team is probably slightly lower in the standings relative to where the US pair team will end up. Mm-hmm. But if Kaori goes clean, I kind of think she would come out on top in the women's
agreed
event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think it's going to be close. I think the US might have a slight lead after today, but I think it'll tighten yes quite a bit. Not today, sorry. It's tomorrow. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. But mm-hmm, I kind of
panic
think the
anyone
US might have a slight lead. And with the bronze medal contenders, it's just all about how people skate, especially these pairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with it Canada is and Italy mm-hmm both having either a pair team that's been injured or a pair team that, you know, didn't expect to skate this program. Mm-hmm. And then Metelkin and Berilava, who have had their fair shares of inconsistencies. So,
yeah.
I mean, this Georgian team is like a dark horse to me. It's and honestly,
oh,
when you
I
look
agree
at the Canadian team, it's pretty strong as well. Like, it's
dark horse for what?
I just like if there's some like movement or people don't have good skates, like I do think that like the silver gold like competition is between Japan and the United States. But I mean, like a solid kind of like even keeled team as the Georgians are, I mean, if there's big mistakes, they could swoop in there.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I think the pairs event in particular is going to be where you're seeing most of the results shift around a lot, and the pairs event could really go
yeah
a lot of different ways.
And I think the women are really crucial for those three teams too, because mm-hmm Maddie Skeezus, Lara Naki Gutman, Anastasia Gubanova, all of them, I would say like the most consistent is probably Lara of the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if all three skate cleanly, I don't know that Lara is necessarily the winner between those three or not. Like, we'll see how the panels yeah decide. But those three
we'll
can
see
be anywhere.
Yeah.
I think
it is a we'll see.
Gubanova can be in outer space yeah for all we know.
Well, shot yeah up there.
Shot against her will.
I think it's her will.
Willful.
And her way.
I don't think there's a lot of intel on who's going to do the men's short program yet. I know that France is having Kevin Amos do it. And they're going to split that if they make it to the free skate.
Make it to the next.
Canada doesn't have a lot of options, as in they have one. It's Steven Gogolev, so he'll do it.
That's not a lot of options.
Ilya yeah has been the only one on the main practice rink, I think, right? Haven't mm-hmm Andrew Torgashev and Max Naumov been in Bergamo? They've been at the other
yes
training facility.
Yeah.
So I
was,
think people are assuming Ilya will do mm-hmm this
which
short
is
program
the smartest
at the very
thing
least
you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was filming a segment like on the ice with Peter Alexander yesterday, and we mm-hmm were at the ice lab in Bergamo, and I ran mm-hmm into Andrew, Max, Isabeau, like all of them. So yeah, they're all trained. That facility is amazing. It's like one of the nicest rinks I've ever been to.
Yeah, wow. I've heard it's crazy.
It's phenomenal. It reminded me of if you've
That's
ever...
That's the one where all the pair teams practice at, yeah?
Yes, and mm-hmm, Matteo Rizzo and Nikolai Memela are there. I ran into Corey yesterday.
Oh, amazing.
Aid? Corey
no,
who?
No, Corey.
Oh, Sir Sally.
Yeah.
Yes. Corey Aid.
Corey Aid. Jump scare.
Oh my God. What is she doing there?
Why is she in Italy? Mm-hmm. Why is she there?
Get her back to Tennessee.
It's because we're talking about the Olympics and she was on my, she was a coach on my team.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go, I do think we should talk about the Minions.
Okay. Oh. I feel very vindicated. Okay. Because I brought Minion socks with me.
Good. I also feel vindicated because I was on this podcast and in my real life telling people this would be the viral thing.
Of course. This was,
and it
we
is.
Called this.
Like we've been saying
weeks
this.
Ago.
Weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we have. We and were the first boots on the ground.
To be fair, I don't think that I expected it to be viral in this way, but I expected the Minions in whatever form to catch fire. And like now Tomas had trouble clearing the music. I think it's still, as of this moment, I'm not sure that all four pieces have been cleared because there's four pieces of music in the program. Mm-hmm. But I think three of them are cleared and they're waiting on the fourth one. So he's really close. But when he announced that he wasn't getting the music cleared and wasn't going to be able to skate to this, it was everywhere.
Pandemonium.
Yeah.
I people were panicking. Believe it. I mean, People Magazine, New York Magazine.
No, people Barstool? Want to see this. This should push whoever is pushing back
the
in
Today
the right
Show.
Direction.
Like everyone was talking
Craig
about
Craig Melvin.
Yeah.
If he it's can't amazing. Get that fourth piece cleared, people he will needs riot. To just like keep the music and cut out that one section, and it needs to be turned into spoken word slam poetry against
Universal.
Music rights and reforming the ISU. Yes.
I do want to say about Universal, if this is helpful to anyone who wants to know a little about the process, and there's only so many things I'm like can say, but Universal Music is a completely separate entity from NBC Universal, which I did not know for a long time and is very confusing. And so, like, I think I told you guys that the people within NBC Olympics were, like, have been excited about this program and wanting to highlight it because it's, like, so fun to do a Universal property, you know, during the Olympics. And but those people are not the same people who do music clearance. And so it's just like a very like complicated web of people who are involved. And like it was I don't think it's not it's just not the same group of people who are like airing the Olympics who also are clearing music. So it just has been kind of interesting to observe like the process he's been going through. Like, because I don't even fully understand who he's having to talk to.
No. Yeah. Bob Iger.
Yeah. Well, we do need to get you, Adam, on the road.
Yes,
so
I do. Need to get there.
This has been a fun little chat. We're going to keep these coming in pretty much daily. So
yeah, as often as we can.
An episode tomorrow. And until then, you guys.
Yeah, until then.
Until then.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.